This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Watching, waiting, ready. Coming to you live from an undisclosed broadcast location. Separating truth from misinformation. Literal or rhetorical, you can have it your way. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. This is going to be a show tonight. You're going to enjoy this one, I think. We're going to have the weaponized woman with Tatiana Whitlock and Andrea Shaw, wife of Daniel Shaw, the Gunfighter Cast. Apparently, she has a pedigree that I was completely unaware of. And then in the third hour, we're going to be joined by the Director Emeritus of Gun Owners of America, Larry Pratt, my old boss. He's going to join us, and we're going to talk about the political landscape. He and I had a little bit of a discussion earlier today. That's all coming up later on. I have joined the NRA now. Yeah, I talked to one of the board members today and just told him what I'd done and all that other stuff. And now I'm trying to reach out to them as well. One of the Democratic gun grabbers out there, his name is Representative Danny Davis. He's from Illinois. He says it's acceptable for only wealthy individuals having access to firearms after a 50% federal tax on all guns and ammunition becomes law. He told the Daily Caller, so if rich people can only get firearms, then only rich people would be able to pay the price. And if that could prevent some people from getting them, I'd want to prevent all people from getting them. But if rich people were willing and would continue to pay the high price, then I'd be happy that we kept the other group from getting them. That would be you, by the way, the other group. You're the other group. He introduced a bill Tuesday called the Gun Violence Prevention and Safe Communities Act, which would increase federal excise taxes on shells and cartridges from 11% to 50%, and additionally, he hikes the taxes on pistols and revolvers from 10% to 20%. He said that, well, I think the whole idea is to make it a little bit more difficult for individuals who are going to use these weapons. If they're going to use them, then at least they could pay more to do so. And it would actually generate money that could be used for, you know, violence prevention efforts or some kind of programs or even for trauma treatment, which I know how that works in politics. When asked if his bill would only give the wealthy exclusive access to firearms while the financially lower classes would be shut out from such sales, he replied, well, I'd be just as pleased if neither group would be able to get them, so it doesn't pose an issue for me because I would like to outlaw them altogether. He continued, I'm saying I'd like to make it where nobody except military personnel would ever have access to these weapons. So it wouldn't bother me that one category of people couldn't get them, even if the other one was willing to pay the higher price for them. Then we use that money for services that are needed, then people could make use of it. He introduced a similar bill in 2015 with 12 co-sponsors, all Democrats. Coming out of the House, that's pathetic. 13 out of 435, going nowhere. Grover Norquist of the Americans for Tax Reform opposes the bill. He said Democrats are seeking to tax guns out of existence. Now that the GOP tax cut has benefited 90% of Americans, the one danger facing the Republican Congress is the intensity gap. Republicans have decided to solve this problem for Republicans by targeting gun owners and taxpayers in the same futile gesture, a threatened tax on guns. Previously, when she was running for president, Hillary Clinton proposed a 25% national sales tax on guns as well as a $2,500 license fee for gun dealers. It's going to continue. It's going to continue. We're still going to hear it. We're going to keep hearing all of this stuff, all of these nonsensical things that are going to come out. Like, here's one of my favorites. Let's see if it can I make it play. Here's Debbie Wasserman Schultz. Is it going to play? That's not playing. She was out there on some interview with CNN, which shouldn't surprise anybody that she's out there talking about this. Okay, so it's not going to play. That's disappointing. She wants to ban high capacity, what was it she calls it? They're making stuff up. Ban high capacity rapid fire magazines. High capacity rapid fire magazines. Then there's this. He wants to restrict. Maybe I'll let him say it if it'll load. His name is Senator Martin Heinrich, Democrat from New Mexico. He wants to ban something called the gas-assisted receiver firearm, which is also not a thing. This is where the reaching begins, but where they start making up things that don't even exist. This is what he said. There are a couple of things I can think of that I think are possible now. Increasing age limits. Certainly somebody who's 18, 19, 20 years old shouldn't be able to purchase an assault rifle or an AR-15 or other gas-assisted receiver firearms when they can't buy a simple handgun. So that should be changed. I think he was just randomly combining firearms terms. A firearm receiver is a thing. A gas-operated autoloader is a thing. A gas-assisted receiver firearm... That's not a thing. The continuing saga of these guys getting out there and not knowing what they're talking about while they get out there on the news and nobody ever calls them out on it. That just stuns me, Wasserman Schultz, though. Ban high capacity rapid fire magazines. What is her, what's her exact quote? She started out by stating that military-style weapons should only be available to the military, not civilians, and then talked about the magazines. And she was stumbling over her words and argued that Congress should be making sure that we don't have high-capacity, rapid-fire magazines that allow mass killing and whose primary purpose is to achieve that. That's going to stop this problem, she has insisted. Oh, no, not actually. The thing about semi-autos that are out there today is that they reload quick. That's why we have moved to them. Not because they're better than revolvers. They're faster than revolvers. They're easier to control than revolvers. Of course, they're not as big a caliber as a revolver. They're not as strong as a revolver. I love it when they get out there and they try to get technical. When they go technical, that's when I love it the mostest. High-capacity rapid-fire magazines. Yes. That's one of those things. One of those things. I did do it today, though. I did go and join the NRA. I turned down the gift. I turned down the magazine subscription. I want them to take my entire amount of money and put it to whatever they're going to do. Then I had a chat with somebody to find out how I could become a voting member, which I will upgrade my membership to that here soon. And then I will become a voting member of the NRA. And then right now I'm trying to reach out to somebody at the NRA to maybe get Chris Cox to come on the show. See what they've got going on, see what they're thinking and everything else as we try to figure out what's going on and while at the same time holding the gun grabbers at bay. And for some reason that created a big... I have not been a member of the NRA since 1992, I think, or 1980. I can't remember. It's been a long time. It has been a long time. So that seemed to stir a bit of a pot on social media. Anyway, I did share it on social media. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. Slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com.
Now you know. I will meet you there.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
You know, they have taken the idea of this gun stock and they have extended it to the point to where they have a ergonomic solution for everybody type, for everybody, for every reach, for every length of arm, for every torso. They have it. They have developed this over time. And what remains, what's there for you, are 250 name brands with 1,500 models of weapons to choose from to take your gun and turn it into a ergonomic masterpiece. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. If you look at the CNN list of the 27 deadliest mass shootings in U.S. history, only one out of those 27 shooters, murderers, if you will, were raised by his biological father since childhood. The importance of a father is something that is often overlooked. According to Merriam-Meckler, she adds, fatherlessness is a serious problem. America's boys have been under stress for decades. It's not toxic masculinity hurting them. It's the fact that when they come home, there are no fathers there, plain and simple. Add that to a bunch of horrible cultural trends telling them that everything is bad or that everything bad is good, gang culture, drugs, misogyny, etc., and we've got a serious problem on our hands. Lack of good parenting is often related to personality disorders, which is a source of a lot of criminality of all kinds, including violent criminality. So you might say, well, like the Las Vegas shooter, he had a father, but I remind you that his father was a serial con man and a thief and spent some time in prison. One element that is always pointed out by the misty-eyed do-gooder pity party people is that these shooters, these murderers, were on medication and had mental troubles. Well, you know what? Bad people and evil people and vicious people, they do have emotional problems for a reason. They're sociopathic and they're selfish with no conscience and one main priority, getting what they want. They're constantly in turmoil because they break the rules and they think the rules don't apply to them. They use people or violate people because they have no respect for other people and they use and abuse their family and friends as a matter of course and habit. So, there you have it. If you're looking for reasons and everything, when you start looking for the root cause, there's part of it. Out of 27, only one was raised by his biological father. And I guess that was Stephen Paddock, whose biological father was a bank robber. So, okay, I get it. After the Virginia Tech shooting in 2007, I recall hearing a radio interview with a student who was close to the murderer and was lucky to survive the shooting. And the young fellow was, he was very frustrated, and he said something like this: I was forced by a gun-free zone to leave my gun in the car and felt hopeless watching a killer kill innocent people. During the recent South Texas school shooting, we heard survivors say the same, something similar, that a gun could have changed the story. And too much of gun control is about theory. This gun or that gun or whether this weapon looks like a military rifle or not. In other words, none of the experts talking on TV have ever been between a killer's gun and their lives. And the latest nonsense comes from U.S. companies like Walmart, who've decided to add their meaningless contributions to the debate because they're going to raise the age to purchase guns or ammunition to 21. How does this solve anything? Because you know what? Gun shops are not going to do that. They're not going to, unless it becomes a federal thing, they're not going to raise the age. So getting out there and making your grandstanding ploy, you can sit down there and say, well, I've taken the moral high ground. Okay, good. Yeah. These companies also probably, you know, a lot of people are looking at this shooting out of in Parkland, Florida, and they're saying this is due to a breakdown in governmental bureaucracy. Because everybody knew about this guy, and so it wasn't about the gun, and it wasn't about his age when he purchased the gun. It was about government failing. They think American that the government error is more responsible than a lack of gun control. The latest Rasmussen reports, national television and online survey, finds it 54% of American adults believe the failure of government agencies to respond to the numerous warning signs from the prospective killer is more to blame for the mass shooting. 33% attribute the deaths more to a lack of adequate gun control. 11% opt for something else. I don't know what that could be. So maybe the public sees all the talk about theory, too. And my guess is that most Americans find all this talk about gun control as irrelevant as I do. It's a lot of talk from people who've never been in the room with a killer killing at will. Because believe me, if you're in a vicinity of murder going down, you would like to have a weapon. Whether he's murdering people with a pool cue or with a knife or with a concrete block or whatever, you would like to have a weapon. Because people who do this are mentally ill. People who look at other people and just see a target, see something that they want to hurt, that they want to kill, that they want to maim, they've got a mental health issue, people. Period. It's not one of these things where they're out there saying, well, it could be heat of the moment or whatever. Premeditation, where do you measure that at? Where do you measure that at? Who's to say that somebody who snaps and gets out of the car and walks behind him and somebody's blowing the horn and then pops them in the head with a pistol? Did it? They weren't already there. They weren't already predisposed to that. How do you know that at first blush? So, there you have it. I need to ask a question, too, while I'm thinking about it. I had David who called me not too long ago after he called me and Tatiana being Satanists, and he talked about me laughing on my show, which I do that because it sounds so much better than crying when I think about some of the things I'm saying. Plus, I'd have to regain control of my, my emotions if I started crying about it. Does it bother you that I laugh? If it does, go to my Facebook and let me know. Email me, bill@lockandloadradio.com, and tell me. Probably not going to change anything. I'm still going to laugh. But I would like to know about that, because he did mention that. I've been thinking about that. Oh, okay. I got that from my dad. My dad used to laugh when he'd be really angry with me. Now I'm genuinely laughing. So, there you have that. Coming up next, we're going to look at school safety, and we're going to go beyond gun control when you look at school safety, because it's not just about gun control. It's way beyond that. There's so many facets to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Offering the largest selection of night armament guns and parts in the world. OperationParts.com carries both the latest and the hardest to find components for your weapon. With name brands like Noveski, Aimpoint, and Nighthawk, OperationParts.com is the realm of the most discerning firearms connoisseur. With free shipping available on most orders, these are experienced AR-15 enthusiasts that test each part and component to ensure customer satisfaction. OperationParts.com. Make yours operational. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
Does the current world crisis in North Korea or our domestic crisis right here in America concern you? Well, I know it concerns me. My friends over at Legacy Food Storage have solutions in the event there's the inevitable. What's the inevitable? Civil unrest, a run on your local grocery store. And here's my question to you. If this happens, how do you feed your children? How do you feed your grandchildren? Legacy Food Storage has the solutions. In fact, they can help you implement a simple plan to take care of your needs in the event event of the inevitable. By calling them right now, I have authorized them to give you a special 20% discount at checkout by simply using GCN. Call 888-543-7345 or visit them at legacyfoodstorage.com. That's 888-543-7345 or visiting them at legacyfoodstorage.com. Make sure you use GCN at checkout for an incredible 20% discount. Don't be a victim. Take control of your life now.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Ever since ID Stronghold created RFID blocking wallet technology over 10 years ago, major designer brands have tried to create their own versions. But do they really work? We let real people test designer brand RFID blocking wallets using the same rigorous testing ID Stronghold wallets go through. So how did the designer brands do?
I expected notable brands to perform well, and I was pretty surprised to see that it was not fully protected.
Wallets by those big brand names that I like and trust don't really do what they're advertising that they do.
Get a Stronghold on your credit cards, license, and other critical data with ID Stronghold wallets. Other RFID blocking wallets simply aren't the same.
ID Stronghold just outperformed them in every aspect.
I would definitely recommend ID Stronghold wallets to my friends and family.
Check the label. If it doesn't say it's an ID Stronghold, it's not.
I'm very impressed with the ID Stronghold wallet.
Get the most trusted brand in RFID blocking wallets and protect yourself from electronic pickpocketing. IDStronghold.com.
From the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gunstocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gunstock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Your stock is the interface between you and your weapon. And because that's what the function is, then you need the most ergonomic interface you can find. And you're going to find that at Boyd's Gun Stocks. Go to boydsgunstocks.com. Don't take my word for it. So, Eisenhower was fond of saying that if you correctly define the problem, then you are 90% of the way toward finding the solution. The left, in these murders, in these rampage murders, they always define the problem as weapons in the hands of me and you. And as always, they insist that the only solution is government. Just pass another law, the problem just goes away. The right defines the problem as mentally ill people having weapons. So just keep them away from lunatics. The correct definition of the problem is that society is threatened and vulnerable to many modern malevolent forces, insanity and Islamic extremism among them, intent on destruction via many weapon types. The solution is a threat solution matrix and an improved layered defense, not a single solution like banning a semi-automatic rifle or truncating magazines. One thing that was apparent in the Florida school massacre was that law enforcement failed them there. We learned that the FBI tip line was being managed not by James Comey or Christopher Wray, by Inspector Clouseau from the Pink Panther. If you think government or law enforcement alone is going to keep your school safe, think again. It could kill you. It would behoove school boards and administrators and principals and police to structure their thinking holistically so that they have a robust security plan. First, you have to define the threat source: sniper, single shooter, multiple shooters, terrorists. Second, define the threat type: pistols, rifles, machine guns, knives, explosives, trucks. Third, define the scene: school bus, building, campus, classroom, hallway, assembly, drop-off, and pick-up places. Fourth, define the action: visual deterrence, keeping killers out, shielding the students and staff, stopping and not necessarily killing the attackers. You can let government do what it can to keep weapons away from crazy people without violating our constitutional rights, but if you see a study that indicates that only a small percentage of gun crimes are committed by legally possessed firearms, you will suspect that more gun law would only have like a limited effect. As the bumper sticker says, when guns are outlawed, only outlaws will have guns. Leftist, progressive, extremist, they push for confiscation. But since firearms and ammunition can be made in a basement with metalworking equipment, organized crime views gun confiscation as the biggest new business development opportunity since Prohibition. The anguish right now is, what has our society come to? We have to defend innocent institutions. Israeli schools figured it out. They're not wringing their hands. They're dealing with it. When the killers are assessing targets, which would be the more effective visual deterrent? A gun-free zone sign with a yellow happy face, or one of Orwell's rough men who stand ready in the night to visit violence on those who would do us harm? School boards will soon have many more security consultants, security architects, and guard services from which to choose. And they need funds, federal, state, local taxes, fundraisers, fees, and grants from the Bloomberg Foundation. It's better to pay more than to die. Here's one low-cost threat-reducing idea that falls under the fourth point. You could use the iPhone facial recognition software to sort through a database of locally identified miscreants as they try to enter the school property. No rights are taken away, no court order required. ID the bad guys and then confront them. If an iPhone or a surveillance drone or a CCTV camera had flagged Nicholas Cruz entering the school campus with his weapons bag on Valentine's Day, then his rampage would have been averted. Here's another idea. A lot of high schools and prep schools teach robotics. The Department of Education or local school district can sponsor a competition with monetary prizes for the best new school RoboCop designs. Three categories: surveillance, shielding, and non-lethal force. That would channel concerned students in a constructive direction. Technology and pragmatic logic can thwart a lot of emotional devils amongst us. Are you squeamish about arming teachers? You could consider non-lethals. I don't. At least give them tasers and pepper spray and a stun grenade for the principal. Beats bare hands. Expect a strong headwind from the teachers' unions, who won't lift a finger unless there's more pay involved, though. If the budgets are tight, then get armed, trained, volunteer moms and dads to pitch in and stand guard duty. That's how the West was won. We need more good old-fashioned American self-reliance. And you need to ask yourself, when a group of jihadis forgetfully neglect to take the firearms background check and attack the high school football game with belt-fed automatic heavy weapons, do you think to sprint to the trunk of your car and retrieve that muzzle-loading musket that Feinstein believes is sufficient? Or would you prefer something more substantial? Can you spell out gun? If not, then you should never forget your ramrod. In order, see, some of these things, I remember when, I don't remember what shooting this happened, what murder it was, but there was one of these that happened, and I called my preacher, and I said, listen, I'd really like for you to consider letting the parishioners carry guns. It was at the church in Charleston. And my reverend goes, we can't allow guns in the sanctuary. And I said, and I asked him why. And he told me because that's not what was taught. And I said, really? Well, tell me what is taught then. Because do you have to rely on what is taught sometimes? Do you have to rely on that? Don't they say God helps those who help themselves? Now that preacher, of course, has changed his mind, and he does allow guns in his congregation, which I think is a good thing. we will see where that goes. But what he's unwittingly what he has done is he's trying to define the action to take in the face of a threat. He has not defined the threat source. He hasn't defined the threat type, and he hasn't defined the scene. Well, he is looking at the scene because he's at the church, right? He's looking at the aisles and everything where everybody sits, which in Sutherland, Texas, they became kill boxes. But he's looking at all of that, and he's skipped first, second, and third, and gone straight to fourth, where he's defining the action. Everybody's got to do that, though. Everybody's got to get out there and go through those four steps. You got to get past certain things. Gun control is not going to do anything. Gun control has failed. It is a failure now. Gun-free zones are a failure. They are a false sense of security that will get you killed. There is no way to stop them, short of making the target hard. You can make it a hard target and you might be able to deflect them away, which is what we want to do. But gun control, officially, is a failure. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show, well, that's brought to you by Boyd's Gun Socks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. The reporting on the mass murder at Parkland, Florida is the 1,000,000th example of most of us passively letting the left dictate how reality is to be described and discussed. Now, you know, you heard Alan Corwin on the show earlier this week. Let's start off by declaring without hesitation that Nicholas Cruz is not a shooter or a gunman. He is a mass murderer. On the U.S. Olympic team, they have shooters. When you go to the shooting range to practice, we are shooters. See the difference? It's not a very subtle one, is it? Would anyone want to openly disagree or debate that? Evil subhumans like Cruz and Omar Mateen are mass murderers, not shooters or gunmen. Now, before someone says, Bill, you're being judgmental, as the murderer has not yet been proven guilty. Okay, then let's use the good old phrase, alleged murderer, to describe the Cruzes and Mateens of the world. Note that you seldom see the phrase alleged shooter, just shooter. By the way, when a murderer uses a knife, do we see the term knifeman? Go ahead and Google that one, check that one out. So this is no little trivial thing. Even the left loves, never stops reminding us, words matter. The problem is that we've bought into the nomenclature of the left and are doing so has shifted the conversation dramatically to their favor and kept us from focusing and thinking and seeing clearly, and it prevents us from solving our problems. In this case, what seems to be the growth of mass murders. This is destructive because it focuses our minds on shooting. And you know what? The use of guns and not the crime of mass murder. And if you think of it this way, sadly, we've also bought into the left's labeling of themselves as liberals and progressives. What is liberal about the left? What's liberal about Obama or Hillary? They're not in favor of more liberty. They are authoritarians, often borderline totalitarians. The term liberal comes from the word liberty, Harry Truman was a liberal. And over 70 years ago, he decided we should drop a couple of atom bombs on our enemy to stop a war that had raged for too long. That was a good thing. And almost everyone who follows American Thinker or anybody else out there that reads about this stuff or any of these other books that are out there, any of those websites, would vote for him were he running for president today. So here's a good explanation of maybe why mass murderers have been proliferating. In 2016, more than $190 billion was spent on advertising in the U.S. based on the proven fact that bombing the public with images and imagery will, over time, change people's behavior. Like buying more deodorant, for example. Why do you think the left prohibits TV advertising for cigarettes? Leftists were rightly convinced that fewer people will smoke if the public is not bombed with favorable images of smokers. That works. Hollywood is as much to blame as, or more, to blame than anything in the proliferation, almost popularity of these mass murders. Coming from Brent Bozell, Matt Philbin of the Media Research Center reported that an astounding 589 incidents of violence were featured in Kingsman, The Golden Circle, American Assassin. Stephen King's It and Mother, and that's just four movies. It gets worse. There were no less than 212 incidents of gun violence, and the body count is at least 192. In over 100 incidents of gun violence, some kind of automatic weapon is used, which is why the numbers are undercounted, because researchers literally can't count fast enough. It is the monster hit of the fall, with a reported domestic box office take of $315 million and counting. They only have three gun scenes in this one, but this one features a penetrating captive bolt pistol, which is traditionally used to stun animals prior to slaughter. Victims are stabbed and bludgeoned, and the killer clown even bites off the arm of a little child. Mother includes an atrocious scene in which the crowd dismembers and eats a baby. Kingsman, The Golden Circle, was the number one film that weekend. It was the sequel to the hyperviolent Kingsman, The Secret Service, which contained one of the grisliest murder scenes that Hollywood has ever produced. In it, the antagonist activates some kind of demonic neurological wave that causes church parishioners to slaughter one another until they're all dead. Kingsman, The Golden Circle includes 118 incidents of gun violence, 70 of them with automatic weapons, another 164 incidents of other violence. I didn't say it wasn't good. Haven't seen it, though. But it looks good, because I can't. Colin Firth is in it. Well, that tells me which one to watch, because the other one doesn't really feature Colin Firth as much, does it? It has that younger kid. Yeah, okay. Anyway, Philbin lists the instances saying there are body slams, punches, explosions, ripping off limbs, ripping out of vocal cords, putting people in meat grinders, cannibalism, lasso violence. That's a new one for me. Slicing people in half and eyes randomly exploding from people's heads. Hypocrite-in-chief of this production is actress Julianne Moore, plays the drug lord supervillain. She went on Jimmy Fallon's late night show to receive the usual love bombs. Fallon said, Kingsman alone is fantastic. And Moore responded saying, thank you. It's a fun movie, right? It's really, really fun. Did you find it fun? I already know. Compare the kind of violence in films described and that depicted in films prior to, say, the mid-1970s or the 1980s. If you track the popularity of mass murders like Parkland with the change in quantity and nature of killing shown in movies since that earlier period. You know, if you look back at Sam Peckinpah and Quentin Tarantino, their movies are often denounced as being vehicles for the sake of broadcasting violence, but today rampant violence is the new norm for entertainment. In his fine book, Boys Adrift, Leonard Sachs writes about video games, specifically Grand Theft Auto, one of the most popular video games of all time. He writes, when military combat gets boring, he, a male gamer, can carjack some geek Corvette and drive around an astonishingly detailed simulation of 1980s Miami right down to the music he can play on the virtual car's in-dash radio. Your son drives around the city for a minute, then slams on the brakes, bringing his virtual car to a screeching stop. A pretty young woman is walking toward the car. She smiles and asks, you want a good time? She's a prostitute. Your son lets her in the car and has simulated sex with her. Then he shoots her in the head. with a pistol he stole earlier from a police officer he murdered. You know, this definitely was not happening. I didn't play none of that stuff when I was growing up because they didn't have it. They didn't have any of this. So there are murderers because calling them shooters or gunmen is not descriptive of what they've done and why what they've done must be stopped. And those trying to wreck the country are leftists. They're not liberals. It'll take some time to get used to speaking clearly with a little practice. We might be able to pull it off. And this is not really a trivial thing. The first step in solving any problem is to identify said problem. But Alan Corwin spent two long phone calls with me telling me not to use shooter, which the shooter part of it is something I get from the cops because the cops are, you know, they're trying to be descriptive when they're calling this stuff in. And so they're looking for the shooter. They're not out there trying to argue semantics about how it's going to be coming up in the press because they're actually in the middle of an operation. And for the purpose of the operation, shooter is going to work because you're not looking for people that are not shooting. You're looking for people who are shooting. And but from here on out, though, after we're talking about this in the after-action review mode, we got to refer to them as what they are, which are murderers, mass murderers. And if we want to be politically correct, we can call them alleged mass murderers. I don't mind doing that. Although now I know that I got to go after the show tonight. I got to go to iTunes and buy the first Kingsman. Is that what I need to get? The first one, not the second one. I'll be looking for my weekend entertainment on iTunes later tonight. That's this weekend's movie review for you coming from Lock and Load. We're going to head into the second hour. Coming up next is A Weaponized Woman with Tatiana Whitlock and Andrea Shaw. We'll be right back. Yes, thank you. This is Lock and Load. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency and production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.